Save yourselves from this corrupt generation. These are Peter's words to the crowd of new believers in today's story, and 2,000 years later, they still feel relevant. After the horrific violence of yesterday, I'm feeling wearied and burdened by this corrupt generation, by the world that is so seeped in hate. When I revisited this text yesterday, I wondered whether the first believers in our Acts story felt similarly, if they were wearied by the world they lived in, if they felt helpless and thrown about by the brokenness they saw around them, and if that's why, after hearing Peter's sermon on Pentecost, they were cut to the heart. Finally hearing a message of good news, finally feeling seen and known in their pain, finally having answers as to what to do next, having a call to something bigger than themselves. What struck me in my reading of this text yesterday was these believers' response to this good news that they heard. It says they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and the prayers. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. Now, I don't know about you, but what planet is this happening on? This doesn't sound real. Luke must have had on some rose-colored glasses when he wrote this, because this sounds straight out of a utopian novel where everyone is best friends and nothing bad happens. And in the wake of yesterday, this response to Peter's sermon, this life together, it felt weak, pathetic, passive. How is breaking bread together going to save us from this corrupt generation? How is praying going to rescue us from the power of violence that happens in our own backyard? So much of me wants to dismiss this first community of believers, call it too idyllic, too perfect, not real. And yet, I stand here in this pulpit and look out at all of you, and I see this community. I see you living in this way, in this place, even and maybe especially when the world may convince us it's not worth it. It's times like these that remind us why we do this. Why we show up on Sunday morning to pray and break bread and praise God. Why we gather in community to worship, because the God we worship confronted evil on the cross. The God we praise experienced the sting of death. And the God we pray to is the one who overcame it all. We come together to remember that just as the cross and death has no hold over our God, it also has no hold over us either. And in that sense, this response, this life together, feels bold. It feels like a defense against the evil and violence and hatred of this world seeping into our souls. It feels like a returning back to the one who overcame this evil with love and who showed us that it does not have the final say, that love conquers death, that love is more powerful. In a few moments, we will invite you to join us at the table for the sacrament of Holy Communion. It is in this meal that we embody this community of the first believers, a community where we share all that we have with one another, where we sit shoulder to shoulder with people we disagree with, where we pray and praise God and proclaim Christ crucified, died, and risen. In this meal, we get a taste of what this idyllic community is all about, what it looks like, what it feels like. And in this meal, we receive the gift of Christ, who comforts us in our grief, who strengthens us in our work, and who sends us out into this broken, hurting, corrupt world to invite others to this table. Invite others into this community of reprieve, to invite others into this community that may on the outside look passive and weak, but is standing up against the powers of this world and saying, proclaiming through every prayer, through every meal, through every song, that love wins. Because we know that the cross was not the end of the story. So be bold, Mount Olivet, just as the first believers were. Come to the table and then go out into the world with love. Amen.